This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
What are your takeaways as you see the Oregon Ducks up top in the CFP rankings? If you look at the bracket, you look at Oregon's path to the national championship. Heck, it's you know, Indiana, BYU.
You'd have to take that, John.
I think if you're Oregon, you'd be pretty happy about seeing that. The advantage of being the one seed is that, you know, you're going to avoid having to play somebody that's sitting there as the 5th, 6th, 7th best team in the country in an early round game or a quarterfinal game. So I think you'd be happy about that if you're Oregon. Washington State at 21. Boise State sitting there at 12. I want your takeaways. 503-417-7575. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Norm in Vancouver. Norm, what's on your mind?
Well, I think it's the same old thing, John. I want to root. I vote for Oregon State or for Oregon, but I think they're going to let us down and let us down again. I think they're going to get into the playoffs. First or second round, probably undefeated. They're going to take a turd like they always do.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of people in Ohio who want that rematch with Oregon, and they have to be thinking about Ohio State at 2, and it's stuck in their craw that the Ducks beat Ohio State in that game, you know, in week six of the season, and week 7 of the season. You've got, you know, all this time thinking about it, all this focus about, you know, Ohio State being behind Oregon, being right behind Oregon, and I'm sure people in Columbus going, you know, just you wait for December 7th and Lucas Oil Stadium and some vengeance. Big deal between, though, being like the number 4 team as a conference champion, the top 4 seeds get the byes. The winner of that Big Ten championship game is going to get a bye to the quarterfinal, going to play in the Rose Bowl. The loser of that game is, best case scenario, the 5 seed. And, you know, right now, Stephen, that would be a rematch with Boise State as the 5 seed in the first round. So you'd get 5 versus 12 in that opening round if it happened that way. So that conference championship game in Indianapolis is a big, big deal. Michael is in Oregon. Michael, welcome to the show.
John, I missed you at the big house, but that was quite a Saturday, which reminds me of a couple things. Can we go ahead and remodel the north side of Autzen? It's the same restrooms I was going to as a frat boy at U of O, and the big house does it right. The restroom is probably 2,500, 3,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. You never wait in line. It is incredible. So that's one. Two, Ohio State can bellyache, but the Ducks probably left 14 or 20 points on the field.
Yeah.
So maybe they were also lucky that it wasn't worse. And everybody is doing cartwheels that Ryan Day and Chip Kelly won a big game, but I was underwhelmed by what I saw, specifically Penn State's red zone offense, I do not think Ryan Day and Chip Kelly are going to win anything of substance. I think Dan Lanning has the look. And forget the eye of the tiger. This team has the look of the hyena. They will get in the way of anything to eat, and we're going to get the job done. They just need to finish. If we host the Rose Bowl, then go to Dallas, and then Atlanta, that is what they want. There's not a dominant team. We're as good as anyone, specifically on defense. I was very impressed Saturday. Want to know your thoughts, man. You're the best.
Yeah. Later. Appreciate you. Yeah, another thing, you know, I had said yesterday that Autzen Stadium was louder than Michigan Stadium. True. I also believe that, you know, there was so much nostalgia at Michigan Stadium that I had a reader who wrote to me and said, hey, I expected Bo Schembechler to come running out of the tunnel. Like, you know, it's there's just history there at Michigan Stadium when the band starts playing and the fans, 110,000 fans are there. You know, it's a big deal, and it's obviously a big deal. But, you know, this playoff thing, like if today's any indication, the fact that there's going to be so much controversy over, you know, no SEC team in the top two. John Wilner had a great tweet. He said Oregon 1, Ohio State 2, Georgia 3, Greg Sankey on line 1. I think, you know, there may be some truth to that. Now, we had Dave Bartu, the College Football Matrix, on earlier in the show. And remember, he said he's looking for what the committee did to understand what they value. I'm bringing Bartu back on. Okay, you've now seen the projections, Bartu. What is the committee trying to tell us?
So just to reiterate for everybody listening, is the rankings that we went over before were based on the last 10 years of committee behavior. And one of the things a lot of people talked about, you probably heard it a lot too, right? The committee and the bias towards the Big Two, the Big Ten and the SEC, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
And I was hoping that I wouldn't see it. And how do you not see it? It's right there. I mean, you look at the Big 12, we had BYU is exactly three spots where we had them in our conversation earlier. Iowa State, exactly three spots from where they were in our conversation earlier. LSU, two spots ahead. Georgia, one spot ahead. Alabama, one spot ahead. Indiana, two spots ahead. Penn State, two spots ahead. Mm. It's the SEC Big Ten show. Mm. They all got a favorable lean. If you were Big Ten or SEC, you got bumped. I mean, there's a couple of them, right? I mean, we had Texas at 5. That's right where they're at. Tennessee's right where they're at. You know, a lot of those, you know, some of the other ones there, even Notre Dame got treated like a two loss team and yeah. They're down there at number 10. Now, a little deservingly so, but even Miami got bumped down one. I mean, the big thing here is the SEC and the Big Ten bias is massive in this playoff committee. And I think it's actually horse crap.
What is the committee saying, and though that it put Oregon and Ohio State 1-2 and has Georgia at 3? Are they saying that will take care of itself, or do they really believe that the Big Ten's got two teams that are better than the SEC leader?
I think it's both. It will take care of itself, right? I mean, it will. We've got a long ways to go. But from a resume standpoint, Oregon and Ohio State earned those spots. That's where they belong. They both have better game control. They both have more quality wins. They both have more top 25 wins. They both have better strength of schedule. They deserved to be right there. You know, now Georgia at 3 or Georgia at 4 versus Miami. Okay, we could argue that. But there's no committee member that can look me in the eyes and go, Georgia has a better resume. No, you're just SEC biased. Now, the nice thing for Oregon and Ohio State, they're part of the darling Big Ten. No, they didn't get moved around, but I think that's where they were supposed to be, and there just wasn't, in my opinion, a great argument for putting Georgia above either one of those two, other than, well, they out-recruit them, and they look really good on defense twice a year.
Now, you said to look for strength of schedule. Ward Manuel, who is the chair of the selection committee, one of the first things he's brought up in his interview with Reese Davis is strength of schedule. And they listed the strength of schedule of all the top 12 teams Oregon has the 45th best schedule. Georgia has the best schedule. You know, Boise State 59th, Indiana 103rd. What do you make of the fact that they're even bringing it up?
I love that they're actually giving the numbers, because now we can reverse engineer what the hell they're doing. Hmm. Because those numbers don't make sense to me. Georgia at number one?
Yeah.
That's a bunch of crap. The average defense they have faced so far this year, scoring efficiency defense, is 98.
Hmm.
Maybe they're the number one overall recruiting profile. So I'm excited they're giving us those numbers, because I can reverse engineer that. It's interesting that they are putting those out there, first and foremost, because it also tells me that they're changing their ranking criteria with no transparency. Remember when Bill Hancock? Dude, you've been around this long enough.
Yeah.
You know Bill Hancock. One of the first things he said, we are going to be fully transparent. BS. You cannot be fully transparent and suddenly value strength of schedule after 10 years and 50 ranking shows. Suddenly strength of schedule is one of the first topics, and we didn't know about it. Transparency, bunch of liars. Don't believe anything they say.
Right now, if the rankings ended today, you got four teams from the Big Ten. You got four teams from the SEC. Do you think we'll end up in this neighborhood, or is this just it's first rankings? Let's see what happens as the 13, 14, 15 ranked teams will all try to move up and disrupt.
I think this is the way. I think what you see today is going to be the norm for the next however long we're doing this. Right? I mean, you look at the SEC, you got 16 teams. They only play 8 conference games. You're going to have a ton of 10 and 2, 11 and 1 teams. They got half the top 20 recruiters in college football. The SEC is putting four or five teams in every year. The Big Ten is going to put four or five teams in every year. It may go back and forth, but I would bet you over the next 10 years, the average number of teams from the SEC and the Big Ten is probably going to be pretty steady, around 8 teams per year. That means there's going to be 4 spots for everybody else. And that's just the way it's going to be. I mean, they've monopolized all the top talent, and they have all the money. And so that's just kind of the way it's going to be. I think what you see today is what you're going to see tomorrow and what you're going to see year after year. Wait, can we get a 4-team playoff semifinal that is all 4 SEC or all 4 Big Ten teams?
Dave Bartu, I appreciate you, man. Thanks for joining us earlier and for popping back on. I really appreciate it, man.
All good, buddy. Thank you.
There he goes, the College Football Matrix. Coming up, Bruce Barnum, Portland State football coach. He'll be with us in the 5 o'clock hour. Steven's got the 5 at 5 top of the hour. What did you miss in sports if you're focused on the election and the playoff reveal? We'll talk about all of that. Plus, who's the underdog in the bracket? Who is this year's George Mason? I'll tell you next.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.